Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about God's original intent for man, how far we've fallen from that, and possibly what we can do to start moving back towards the original intent. Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. I'm your host for the day, Dr. Casey Cease. And today, rather than recording in Elk Grove, California or Turlock, I am in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. This week and next week, my wife and kids and I are on vacation. We're visiting family, seeing some friends. And this Sunday, if you're in the Sunbury area, we are going to be preaching at Calvary Tabernacle with Pastor Dennis Moore, who used to be a missionary to Tel Aviv with the United Pentecostal Church, now pastoring a thriving church here in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. And then we're going to be with him in the afternoon and his assistant with a church plant that has just taken place a couple months ago in Shamokin Refuge Church. If you're in the area, I look forward to seeing you there. Well, what I want to talk about today in terms of Bible and Scripture and ministry is this past week and the week before, I've spent time reading through all of the Gospels. And as I read through the Gospels, there was something in Mark chapter 4, verse 41 that started to pique my curiosity. And in addition to piquing my curiosity, it got me thinking about my own life a little bit. It got me thinking about other individuals who may be okay with the status quo, maybe okay with who they currently are rather than who God called them to be. And that first passage of scripture that I read that really got me thinking in Mark 4:41 is when the Bible states that they said, "What manner of man is this that the winds and sea obey him?" This is the disciples as Jesus is on the boat. They're Jesus calms the storm and the winds calm as well. And they ask the question, what manner of man is this? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, the Bible says that they marveled when Jesus healed a man with palsy. And in addition to marveling, the Bible says this statement, that they marveled because such power was given unto men. In later in that chapter, Matthew 9:33, the Bible says that they marveled when he cast out demons. And a previous two chapters earlier, the Bible says in Matthew 7:28 and 29, that they were astonished at his doctrine. Why were they astonished at Jesus' doctrine? The Bible says, for he taught with authority and not as the scribes. This marveling and astonishment isn't only in Matthew and Mark, but it is also found in the other synoptic gospel, the Gospel of Luke, in which it says that they marveled at his answer. And so in all three of the synoptic gospels, we see individuals around Jesus, whether it be the disciples, whether it be the Pharisees, whether it be the Sadducees, the scribes, all of these people around Jesus during his earthly ministry marveled. And what they marveled at was that God had given such authority to men, that he spoke with authority and not like the scribes, that even the wind and the seas and all of these things would obey him. And the reason that really got me thinking is because when we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, the Bible tells us first and foremost that man is created in the image of God. And after man is created, the Bible tells us that man is blessed and that man is supposed to replenish, that man is supposed to subdue and have dominion. And so the very first thing that we find out about man after creation is that they are to subdue, that they are supposed to have dominion, authority, and power as long as they're connected to Christ, or as in this in the Old Testament, as long as they are connected to God. And so what really got me thinking as I read through these passages of scripture the last 2 weeks, is that it is interesting to me that the group of people that knew the most about the Old Testament and even more so about the Pentateuch or the Torah, or the first five books of the Bible. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, the people that grew up learning the first five books of Moses, were astonished that Jesus was able to calm the winds and the sea. They marveled that such power would be given unto men, that he was able to heal somebody with a palsy, or that he was able to cast out demons. You would think that the individuals that knew the Torah the most, the individuals that spent their life studying the book of Moses, would understand that man was created in the image of God, and that man was created to have power, authority, and dominion. And so what I started thinking about is, what had to happen over this amount of time for those individuals that know the Word of God to be okay with living in their current state, so much so that when someone lived how they were supposed to live, to them it was abnormal. To them it was something supernatural. To them it was something that they marveled and they were astonished at, because they hadn't seen anybody else live up to what they've been created to do. And as I thought through this, I started reading more, and as I got to the story of the man at Gadara, who we'd call the demoniac of Gadara, the other thing that started jostling in my mind was that story here, where the individuals had become so accustomed, they became so accustomed to a man being bound, whether it was addiction or whether it was by spirits, whether it was all of these things, they became so accustomed to that, that when Jesus healed the demoniac, when the legions of demons were cast out on the swine and the swine ran into the river, they weren't only scared, they were upset. They were upset that someone challenged the status quo. They were upset that somebody was living within their God-given rights. And it got me thinking about the modern day and where we find ourselves today. There are a lot of people that when they live out, or they live close to, or move towards what God has called them to be, those that aren't living that lifestyle often try to ostracize or try to speak badly of the particular individuals because it makes them uncomfortable. I think part of it is coming to the realization that they are living below their means, that they are not living in the authority and the power and the dominion that God had given them to live in. And so the question then becomes, how is it that we can regain this authority? How is it that we can regain this dominion? And the simple answer, the first answer, is through being born again. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, that we need to be born of the water and of the Spirit. In fact, John the Baptist, when he starts his ministry, he declares that one of the primary purposes of Jesus is that he would baptize his followers with the Spirit and with fire. And so when we fast forward to the book of Acts and we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus talking to the disciples tells his disciples, "You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And so the Holy Ghost gives us power. It gives us authority. It regenerates the spirit of man, and it places man back in their proper alignment with Christ. And so the way in which we regain power, first and foremost, is through being born again. The way that we continue is by continuing to walk with God. And I don't think anybody's ever lived up to their full potential. I think there's biblical precedents that would state that Jesus Christ is the only individual that's ever walked on earth that has walked in his full potential, because he was both God and man. As great as the Apostle Paul was, as great as the Apostle John was, as great as all of these men were, none of them lived to their full potential. They may be living higher than we are, but they never lived to their full potential. And I don't think that should discourage us. What that should do instead is encourage us that no matter how far we've come in God, there's always more. We have authority. We have power. We have dominion. If we have the Spirit living inside of us and we continue to walk in the calling that God has placed before us. And so the challenge today to everybody listening, the challenge today to myself is to not get so caught up in our current state that we forget what God has actually called us to do. It may be challenging. At some points, it may be terrifying to see what God's called us to do, but that is because we are looking from our vantage point rather than God's vantage point. And so, like Gideon, we might think of ourselves as being from the smallest tribe. We may also think of ourselves as being from the smallest family of the smallest tribe. And we may think of ourselves as the smallest member of the smallest family of the smallest tribe. Yet we have to challenge ourselves to see ourselves as God sees ourselves. And so let's not live below our potential. Let's start walking in the power, the dominion, and authority that we have in the Spirit. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you next time on All Things Apostolic.